Steve Daniels joins us from Crane Chicago Business. Steve, I hope all is well with you here on this Tuesday evening.
It is. Thanks for having me.
That's great. And if it wasn't, we'd still keep going either way. So the story about, you know, we've talked about finance and banking and such all, you know, with you before. Coinbase laying off 25% of its workforce. They do have a presence here in Chicago, right? But we don't know yet how this layoff announcement affects them.
Right. They're laying off the 950 people, 25% of their costs being cut. I think it's a 20% plus cut of their workforce. This is the second time, by the way, in the last 6 months that they've cut this deeply. They had a 18% reduction back in the middle of last year. So, you know, it's not surprising given the what people are calling the crypto winter. They're a crypto exchange. They really rise and fall on activity in terms of trading, in terms of buying crypto coins. Right now, that's not really the thing to do. So it's a company that really scaled up very rapidly in 2021, hired a whole bunch of people. They had over 4,000 people globally. Again, I'm not sure how many in Chicago, but it was not an insignificant amount.
Right.
And one can only, it's not like Chicago would be immune from this. So clearly there will be some pink slips issued here.
And yeah, I think you bring up a good point. It's not necessarily that Coinbase or these other cryptocurrency companies or related to it would lay off people just because the price is down, although, of course, it is for the most part across the board. But it's just the activity. And in fact, like the FTX, you know, well, it may, you know, may have not completely tanked all the Coinbase. They already were pretty low, or all the coins. I think it's maybe put a chilling effect on the number of people who want to jump in. Could you say that that's a fair assessment? And then that chilling effect can just kind of affect these other companies, because if people aren't jumping in, they really don't have much to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what an exchange is. An exchange thrives or doesn't thrive on activity or lack of it. Exchanges, if they're run properly, shouldn't really care. I mean, they do sort of, but they shouldn't really care about the underlying values of what's being traded. It's that people can go to their platform and make a bet one way or the other. And that's, that's what we're talking about largely here. I know Coinbase has some other businesses as well that are crypto involved, but I think a lack of activity, worries, concerns, what's going to happen in the future of crypto. For whatever it's worth, the CEO of the company thinks crypto isn't dying or going anywhere. They're just retrenching and waiting to fight another day and assuming that a lot of the weaker players are going to fall by the wayside and they'll be okay down the line.
We'll have to wait and see. Also, everyone doesn't quite know what is going to be happening with downtown Chicago. I think that, a lot of people are back, but a lot of people aren't. And I found it really interesting, this article you wrote about J.P. Morgan Chase's presence in the Loop with some brick and mortars could be an indication of where they think the downtown Chicago area is going.
Right. Yeah, they're the largest bank in Chicago. They have by far the most branches in the area. They have, like many banks, been closing branches, consolidating brick and mortar as more people bank remotely. But most banks are still in Chase's among them. Chase is actually opening branches in various parts of the area, despite this being a very mature market for them. In the last year, they reduced their presence, their physical presence in the Loop, by nearly 50%. I mean, they've got six branches left. They had 13 5 years ago in the Loop. And, think 5 years ago, I mean, downtown, busy, thriving downtown, bunch of people, you want to have your branches available for people to visit. Chase didn't really talk about, hey, this is some kind of a message about the future, what we think the future of downtown Chicago is, but maybe actions speak louder than words. I mean,
right,
you're closing, the vast majority of your closing activity is in the central business district of Chicago.
No doubt some of it could be attributed to the future of banking, just the idea of brick and mortar maybe not being as valuable to certain customers. But you don't see that across the board necessarily. So, Steve Daniels, we appreciate your insight into this. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Steve Daniels joins us from Crane Chicago Business. Steve, I hope all is well with you here on this Tuesday evening.
It is. Thanks for having me.
That's great. And if it wasn't, we'd still keep going either way. So, the story about, you know, we've talked about finance and banking and such all, you know, with you before. Coinbase laying off 25% of its workforce. They do have a presence here in Chicago, right? But we don't know yet how this layoff announcement affects them.
Right. They're laying off 950 people, 25% of their costs being cut. I think it's roughly a 20% plus cut of their workforce. This is the second time, by the way, in the last 6 months that they've cut this deeply. They had an 18% reduction back in the middle of last year. So, you know, it's not surprising given the what people are calling the crypto winter. They're a crypto exchange. They really rise and fall on activity in terms of trading, in terms of buying crypto coins. Right now, that's not really the thing to do. So it's a company that really scaled up very rapidly in 2021, hired a whole bunch of people. They had over 4,000 people globally. Again, I'm not sure how many in Chicago, but it was not an insignificant amount.
Right.
And one can only, it's not like Chicago would be immune from this. So clearly there will be some pink slips issued here.
And yeah, I think you bring up a good point. It's not necessarily that Coinbase or these other cryptocurrency companies or related to it would lay off people just because the price is down, although, of course, it is for the most part across the board. But it's just the activity. And in fact, like the FTX, you know, well, it may have not completely tanked all the Coinbases. They already were pretty low, or all the coins. I think it's maybe put a chilling effect on the number of people who want to jump in. Could you say that that's a fair assessment? And then that chilling effect can just kind of affect these other companies, because if people aren't jumping in, they really don't have much to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what an exchange is. An exchange thrives or doesn't thrive on activity or lack of it. Exchanges, if they're run properly, shouldn't really care. I mean, they do sort of, but they shouldn't really care about the underlying values of what's being traded. It's that people can go to their platform and make a bet one way or the other. And that's what we're talking about largely here. I know Coinbase has some other businesses as well that are crypto involved, but I think a lack of activity, worries, concerns, what's going to happen in the future of crypto? For whatever it's worth, the CEO of the company thinks crypto isn't dying or going anywhere. They're just retrenching and waiting to fight another day and assuming that a lot of the weaker players are going to fall by the wayside and they'll be okay down the line.
We'll have to wait and see. Also, everyone doesn't quite know what is going to be happening with downtown Chicago. I think that, a lot of people are back, but a lot of people aren't. And I found it really interesting, this article you wrote about J.P. Morgan Chase's presence in the Loop with some brick and mortars could be an indication of where they think the downtown Chicago area is going.
Right. Yeah, they're the largest bank in Chicago. They have by far the most branches in the area. They have, like many banks, been closing branches, consolidating brick and mortar as more people bank remotely. But most banks are still in Chase's among them. Chase is actually opening branches in various parts of the area, despite this being a very mature market for them. In the last year, they reduced their physical presence in the Loop by nearly 50%. I mean, they've got 6 branches left. They had 13 5 years ago in the Loop. And, think 5 years ago, I mean, downtown, busy, thriving downtown, bunch of people, you want to have your branches available for people to visit. Chase didn't really talk about, hey, this is some kind of a message about the future, what we think the future of downtown Chicago is, but maybe actions speak louder than words. I mean,
right.
You're closing the vast majority of your closing activity is in the central business district of Chicago.
No doubt some of it could be attributed to the future of banking, just the idea of brick and mortar maybe not being as valuable to certain customers, but you don't see that across the board necessarily. So Steve Daniels, we appreciate your insight into this. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.